The Mishnayos Masechta Pesachim, we're up to Perek Tes, Mishnah Vov. Again, Omer Rabbi Yeshua says, Shomati, he heard over from his Rabbeim, that Shetmura HaPesach Krevo, that if you make a Tmura from a Korban Pesach, that you bring it for a Korban, or Tmura HaPesach Ein Krevo, and also he heard that if you make a Tmura, meaning to say if you have a Korban Pesach here, and you take another beim and you say zu tachazes, this should be instead of that. So you make the second one into a tamura, the exchange for the korban pesach. That usually the locher is both remain the kedusha, and you bring both of them for korban. But I heard that by korban pesach utmuras pesach ain't a craver, that it's not brought for korban. The only lefarish Reb Shu did not know how to explain how we heard, like, is it brought or isn't it brought? So on this, Omrav Kibru Kivit said, Ani Afarash, I will explain it to you. It depends. HaPesach Shenimtza Kodim Shchitas HaPesach, that you lost your Korban Pesach, and you brought a second one. And now you found the first one, HaPesach Shenimtza was found, before you brought your Korban Pesach. In other words, again, you lost it, and you set aside a second one, and you found the one that was lost before you made a shchit on the second one. And both of them are in front of you right now, b'shas t'shchita. So in such a case, kalocher is yiro'at sheistoyev, this one that you found now, you cannot bring it itself for korban, but you have to let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a balmum, and then you be poyder it, v'yimarchi, you could sell it, and v'yikach b'dolam shlom, with the money of it, you buy a korban shlomim. And therefore, v'chein tmuros, if you make a tmur on this korban pesach now, since it itself is not korv, the same halach applies to its tmur, it's also not korv, it itself. But rather, wait till it comes to balmum and sell it, and with the money bring a shlomim. But let's say, achas shchitas pesach, you find the korban that was lost. After you brought the second, you brought your korban pesach, the second one that you set aside now, and you brought that one already. So therefore, the first one was already nitche, it's not fit for korban pesach. The halach is, it becomes an automatic korban shlomim. Therefore, korban shlomim in itself is brought for korban shlomim, and therefore v'chein tumura. So the same halacha would apply to the tumura, and would also be brought for korban shlomim. Mishnah Zayin, hamalfrish nekeva lepischa. Somebody sets aside a nekeva for korban pesach, and it's not kosher. Korban pesach dafka has to be a zohar, a male, and only a ben shana less than a year old. Once it's a year old, it's possible. Or else a zocher, somebody set aside a zocher, but ben shtei shonim means more than a year old. It's not fit to be bought for korban pesach. So locher is yiroyat sheistoyev. Again, you have to let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a balmum, and then the yimoch, you could sell it. The yiplu damlu v'nedava, and the money of it you have to be brought for nedava, for korban nedava, for ilas in nedava. Hamafrish pislet, somebody set aside a korban pesach for meis, and the owner of it dies, and nobody else was appointed upon this korban. So locher is lo yivienu b'nai achrov. His son cannot bring it, cannot use it, l'shem pesach, for the purpose of a korban pesach. Ela rather l'shem shlomim. Since the owner died, it's not fit for korban pesach anymore. It's like nitcha from a pesach, and automatically becomes into korban shlomim, so the son could bring it for a korban shlomim. Yemish neches. Ha pesach shenis orev bezvochim. A korban pesach that got mixed up with other korbanos of somebody else. Let's say there were three toloyim there. One was a korban pesach, one was a korban oil, one was a korban osham. So locher is kulam yiro achi stavu. All three of them, or as many as got mixed up, you have to let them all pasture in the fields until they become a balmum. And again, now that it's a balmum, the yamocher, you could sell them before to them. The yovi b'dmeha yofa shebem min zeh. You have to then, from the value of the best one of them, bring each one of these three kabonas over to meha yofer shebem min zeh the yafsad amoysim beis, and you lose out the money from your house. In other words, from this money now, you do not know the best one of them, whether it was a pesach, a noil, or a shlomim. So masafik, you have to buy now. Let's say the best one was worth $100. You have to spend $100 now on three different korbanos, meaning you have to spend $100 on a korban pesach, $100 on a korban oshem, and $100 on a korban oilah. Even though the three behemoths themselves, let's say, was only worth $250. So you're losing out $50 that you have to spend from your own money. What's going to be Nisorah ba Bechoris? That's a Korban Pesach got mixed up with a Bechor, a Korban Bechor. So here Rabbi Shimon says, in Chaburas Kanim Yechelu. If the Chabura of the Korban Pesach were all Kanim, and the coins let eat from a Korban Bechor, so therefore you could bring it to Manashach. Because the Avoidas are all done the same thing. Sheet them all Bateras on Leo Pesach, Bateras of Korban Pesach, and bring an Erev Pesach and eat both of them at night time, because they have the same aloch as the Korban Pesach and the Korban Bechor. Mishneh Tes. Chabura she'ovad pischo, a chabura that lost their Korban Pesach. V'yom, let's say five people were appointed on one Korban Pesach, and they lost it. V'yom u'liyechos, the four of them said to the fifth one, to one of them, say, you go out, u'bakesh, u'shchert aleinu. Go out and try and find the korban that we lost. And if you find it, shecht it for us, like we still want to be a part of that korban. And then what happened was, v'holach u'motza v'shochat. And the person went out and found it, and shecht it l'shem korban Pesach. V'holach u'motza v'shochat. V'heim, but in the meantime, these other four people say at home, look who they bought another korban Pesach v'shochat, and they shecht it the second one for themselves. So it's like this. Im shaloi nishchat rishon, if the one that was found first was brought first, suaychu mishaloi, veim eichlo veheim oichlen imay mishaloi. So the one that found it, for sure, he's yotz with that korban, and the other four people also yotz with that korban. That korban was brought first, and they wanted him to bring it for themselves. And therefore, the second korban that they brought is not a korban Pesach anymore. Let's be im shalohen nishchat rishon. Let's say now that the four that stayed home, they brought a second korban. That one was brought first before the first one found the old one. Sen alocher is hey moichu mishlem. These four people now eat from the second korban that they brought. They had endas to be also with that korban Pesach, and that one was brought first. For who? But this fifth one that went out to find the first one, he did not have in mind to be also with the second korban, but he only had in mind to be also with the first one. Therefore, he has a right to eat from the korban that he found. What's going to be the amenia day is the mem nishchat rishon? We do not know which one of the two kabonis were brought first, or else oisha shochatu shneim kiechov, or if both of them were brought at the exact same time. The halacha is who oichel mishaloi, that this fifth one, the one that went out to find the first one, he for sure could eat from that korban, because he did not have in mind to be also with the second korban. But for him, the other four people that brought a second korban, they cannot eat, not with the first one, because maybe their korban was brought first. For Shalahen, and their own korban also they cannot eat, because maybe the first one was shechted first. And therefore, for Shalahen, their korban Pesach, goes out to be burnt. But, upturim elasas Pesach sheni, all five of them are potter, are freed from bringing a second korban Pesach, because Lamaisa, the first korban, was brought for the Mamonashach. They had a korban brought for them. Even though they do not eat from the korban, if this Mishnah Tan holds that the Achilas HaPesach is not market, you can still be Yotzi korban, even though you cannot eat from it. What's going to be Omar Lehen? Let's say the one that went out to find the korban said to the other four that Im Echarti, if I come back late, then Su V'Shachatu Alai, I also want to appoint you five. Go out and bring another korban that I should be part of your korban. And here the other four did not say back to the first one, like, go out and find it, and if you find the first one, we want to be part of you. They did not say that. Here they did not, the first one was lost. They gave up hope. Only one person decided to go out and find it. But the one that went out to find it said to the other four, in case I come back late and you bring another korban, I want to be part of yours. Now what happened was, v'holach u'motza v'shochat, if one person went out to find it and he found that person that was lost, and they also went and bought a second korban and they shechted it, the shem the first one also. So it depends. Im shelehen nishchat rishon, if the other four people that went out to buy a second one, they shechted theirs first and they also had a mind to be yotze moitzi the first one. So then that's it. The four people have for sure right teeth from the korban they brought now. And Vuaychali Moyan, the first one that went to find the first korban and did not find it in time, but rather the second ones brought a second one first, he also has the right to eat from them, because he told them that they should appoint him also. What's going to be though? V'im shaloi nishchet rish. Let's say this one that went out to find the first korban found it, and he brought that korban first. Then the halacha is who oichu mishaloi. So this one person, he has the right to eat from the korban that he brought, because that one was brought before the second one was brought. A second korban sees yotze with that first korban. But for him, these other four people that went to bring a second korban, oichu mishalem, they have a right to eat from that korban, because they did not tell the first one, go out and find it for us. They gave up on the first korban, and they only had in mind to bring the second korban. Therefore, the second korban is the korban they eat from. What's going to be the yemeina yaduah if we do not know ezem yanishchet rishon, which korban was brought first? Or yerels sheshochat tushneim kechet, both of them shechted the same time. So then, hey noichle mishlem, these four people for sure have a right to eat from their own korban, because they did not have in mind to eat from the first ones. But for who, the first one that went out to find his old korban that was lost, ain't the oichle mum, he cannot eat with them, because maybe his was, his shchit was done first. And also with shaloi and his own he cannot eat from, because maybe that korban was brought first, and it's part of that korban. Therefore, with shaloi, his korban Pesach, yates lebet esreif, has to go out to be burnt, he cannot eat from it. And therefore, but still, upotim lasas Pesach sheni, he's potim from bringing a second korban Pesach, because he's riyatsa with the first korban manashach. It is carbon, the other carbon was brought for him, the manashach is yotza. Oh, Malohen, what's going to be if he said to them, if I come back late, I want to be part of you? The Yom Ruloi, but those four also said to the first one, go out and find it. If you find it, bring it for us. So both appointed the other ones also. So then the lochur is, Oichlon Kulim and Arishim. If the first one found the first carbon, then everybody can eat from the first one, because the other four told the first one, go shecht for us. That's if the first one shechted his korban first. What's going to be the Yemeni Yodeya? We do not know Ezim and Nishchet Rishon, which one of these two korbanos were brought first. So then the Lachar is now Shneim Yoslam Esa Sreifa. All five of them have a suffix, which korban is the korban they're supposed to eat from. Because if the first korban, the one that was lost, was brought first, they're supposed to eat from that one. And then the second one is not a korban Pesach. If the second one they brought was brought first, then they're supposed to eat from that korban, not from the first one. So we do not know. So halacha is nobody could eat from any of these two. We don't know which one is the real korban Pesach. And still, them stam da pot from Pesach Sheni. What's going to be loyom alhen loyom ruloi? Let's say the one that went out did not tell the other ones to do it for him, and the other ones did not tell the one that went out do it for me. So then, one has nothing to do with the other one. Therefore, the one that goes out, and if he finds the korban, that's his korban. He's yotze with that. I don't care which shechita took place first. And the other four, they go out and buy their own korban Pesach, they're yotze with that korban. One does not have to do with the other ones. Mishneh Yud. Shtei chaburos, two groups of people, shenesorvo pescheim, each group had their own korban Pesach, and these two korban Pesach got mixed up together. So how do they work it that the bamboo teeth eat from the korban? Because if it's not your korban, you're not supposed to eat from it. So the Mishnah says, Eilu moishchen len echod, v'eilu moishchen len echod. Each one of these two chaburis take one of the korbanos to themselves. Now, we have to be afraid though, maybe each one has the wrong korban. How can they eat from it? So they have to do with echod me'eilu bolloi eitzel eilu. One person from, let's say, the right chabura has to go over to the left chabura. V'yechod mi'elu bolo yetzel elu. And one person from the left chabura has to go over to the right chabura. So now for sure you have at least one person that's fitting teeth from this korban. Because either the first four is fitting teeth, or else this fifth one that came over from the other korban is fitting teeth from this korban. And therefore, v'koch heimayim, this is what they have to say one to another. Im shelonu, the four, like let's say each chabur had five people. So what happens now is one of the five go to the other side, and one of the other five comes to this side. So now the four original ones says to this new one that just came over, Im shelonu, who are Pesach Hazeh, this Korban Pesach is really ours, then yodecha meshuchas mishaloch, then your hands, you should be taken away from your Korban Pesach, the other one. We were appointing you to be part of our Korban Pesach, so you could eat with us. But let's say v'yim shalachu, let's say this korban we have now is not really ours, it's yours, it's from the other chabura. So Vim Shalachua Pesach Hazeh, if this Korban Pesach really belongs to you, then Yodeinu, our hands, Meshuchas Mishlonu, we're taking ourselves away from our own Korban Pesach, V'nimneinu Ashlach, we want to be appointed to be part of your Korban Pesach. The kids we want to eat from this Korban that we have here right now. V'chein, and the same thing, the other side says the same way also. So as long as you have at least one person that for sure could eat from this Korban, you have a right to make this deal that we are, Meshucha is taken away from our original Korban. We want to be appointed now on this new Korban to eat from this Korban here. The Mishnah says, V'chein, the same thing applies, Chomish Chaburus, you have five different groups. Shel Chamisha Chamisha, each one has five people, or else Shel Ashar Asar, each one has 10 people upon their group. The same thing, Moishchen Lan Echad Mikol Chabur, you have to take one person from each Chabura to change him around. V'chein, hey, I'm going to send him and say over. As long as for sure you have one person here that's appointed on this Korban, you can make this deal that the other one say, if it's not really our Korban, we're taking ourselves away from our Korban, and we want to be appointed onto your Korban to be able to eat from this Korban. Mishnah Yud Aleph. What's going to be Shnayim Shenis Orvu Pischayim? Let's say Reuven and Shimon both had their own Korban Pesach, only one person on each Korban, and the two Korbanos got mixed up together. So now, Zem Moshech Le'echad, Zem Moshech Le'echad. Reuven draws to himself one Korban, and Shimon draws to himself one Korban. Each one draws a Korban to themselves. But the other problem is, maybe each one took the other one's Korban. And since there's only one person on this Korban, then maybe it's not yours, you have no right to eat from it. There's not for sure one person that could eat from this Korban. So what you have to do is now, Zem Emanei Me'echad Min Hashuk. The Reuven appoints another person from the Shuk to be part of his Korban Pesach. Vizeh and Shimon also appoints Meman Imoy Echad Min Hashuk. Has to take somebody out from the street and appoint him to be on his Korban Pesach. So it comes out now each Korban has two people appointed on them. Now, Zeh Bo'etzel Zeh, the one that Reuven appointed goes over to the other Korban. Vizeh Bo'etzel Zeh, and the one that Shimon appointed comes over to Reuven's Korban. And now for sure you have one person that's really appointed on this Korban, because you have Reuven and the other persons. They're both on this right Korban. So Manashach, one of these two people really belong here. Now, the Kachay Murmur, this is the word they say to one another. Im Shali Yuapes, Reuven says, if this Korban that I have here right now is really my Korban, then Yodecha Meshuchu Mishaloch, you're that coming now from Shimon's Korban, draw yourself away from his Korban. I'll appoint you on my Korban. You can eat from my Korban Pesach here. But now Reuven says, let's say this Korban is not really mine, but really it belongs to my friend Shimon, and therefore you're part of Shimon's Pesach. So therefore you have the right to eat from this Korban, and therefore Yodai Meshuchas Mishli, I'm drawing away myself from the other Korban that really belongs to me. And I want to be part of you on this Korban Pesach. So Manashach, now you have a right to eat from this Korban that's in front of you. And the same, that's the way Reuven does, that's the way Shimon does, and therefore they're both mutter to eat from the Korban each one has.
Yeah, Mishnah is Psochim, we're up to the 10th parak. The Mishnah says, Mishnah Aleph, Arve Psochim, that means Erev, the whole Erev Pesach, Somach Lamincha, near Mincha. The halacha is, lo yochal adam, a person should not eat then on Erev Pesach, ad shetechshech, until it becomes evening. And there's a special inyan here, in order to eat the matzah, b'leil Pesach, b'taiva, with a desire, therefore you're not supposed to eat on Erev Pesach. At least you should not start to eat. And the Gemara says that our Mishnah means mincha katana, which is like 3:30 in the afternoon. So from 3:30 you should not eat anything until it becomes evening. And the Mishnah says, "V'afilu onisha v'Yisrael, even a poor person, lo yoichal ad sheyosef. When it comes the night time, the Pesach, he should not eat unless he has the mitzvah of haseba. Means, in other words, unless he's lying down on the left side. And also, v'lo yivchasu loy miyarbo koisus shayin. He should not have less than four cups of wine, even though he's an oni. And v'afilu min hatamchui." Even if he's a person that has to go around collecting tzedakah, that means taking the food from tzedakah, still he should have four kaisais by the Seder Pesach Benayit. Mishnah Beis, Mozgu Loikos Rishon, they pour the first cup for Kiddush, so of wine. So Beisham Yom, Beisham says, Mavorach Alayim. First you make like Kiddush, V'yachakach Mavorach Alayim, and then you make the Bracha Bara Pri Hagofen. However, Beisilu says, that's the way we do it. Mavorach al hayayin. No, first we make a bracha on the wine, bar priagofin. That's todir, that comes often. And that's the ikar of the kiddush is al hayayin. You have to make a bar priagofin first. V'yachakach, after that, mavorach al hayayin. Then we make kiddush. Then we make the bracha for kiddush al hakais. Mishnah Gimel. Heviyu lefonov. They bring in front of him different type of vegetables. So, metapel bechazeres. He's supposed to dip the vegetables into chazeres. This is the Indian of karpas. So Misha is telling us the chiddush that even though he only has, let's say, moror, he only has Roman lettuce, still, even though he's going to use this later for the moror, still now by karpas he should also dip it in into the chareses. So that's called metapoli. This is it in now in the chazeres with the Roman lettuce. Now this is done after chiddush. Until later comes in the meal, until it comes to the paperas hapas. There are different pshatim in here. Some say it means until we come to the zman of moror, which eat later on in the meal, after matzah. It's called paperas because that's like bitter. It like makes you want to eat more. So in other words, you wait until you have moror. Later, heviyu lefonav, then after you finish like the Haggadah, have you in front of matzah? They bring in front of you matzah, the chazeres, and again you take your Roman lettuce, the chareses, and now you have the chareses here that you're going to dip the chazeres into it. Ushnei tavshilin, you're supposed to have two tavshilin also. One is zecha for the korban pesach, that's the shank bone we use, and one is zecha the korban chagiga, usually is an egg. Now afal pi shein chareses mitzvah, even though chareses is not really a mitzvah. In other words, even though there's no special mitzvah to have the charoisis, that's, you know, like the ground up nuts and apples, still we have it in order to take away a little bit of the bitterness of the maror. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadik, Omer, mitzvah. No, it's a mitzvah to have the charoisis, because it looks like tit, it looks like the cement, the way the Jews had to work in Mitzrayim, therefore there's a mitzvah to have it. Uva migdosh, hoyimavin lufon of gufish apesach. When Zman had the Beis Hamikdash, after they had the matzah, then they would bring the goof of the Korban Pesach, then they would eat the Korban Pesach, which was roasted. Mishnah Dalet, Mozgu loy kai sheni, like after they finished the after they said Kiddush and they had karpas, before you start saying the Haggadah, they pour the second kais. That's before you even start saying Manishtana. They can now, after you poured, they filled up the second kais, the can haben shel oviv. Now the son asks his father, he asks him the manishtana. The yemein das beben, let's say the son is too young, he does not know how to ask the full question. So oviv malamda is a special Indian, the father is supposed to teach his sons the four questions. What are they? Manishtana lalazem, mikol alalos. Why is this night different than all of the nights? Tonight we only eat matzah. We eat all types of vegetables. Tonight we have to eat maror. We should be able to eat any type of meat, shalak, whether it was roasted or else shalak cooked. Shalak is very well cooked. But tonight, a Pesach, you have to only eat roasted. The Korban Pesach was roasted. And the fourth question is, Shebechol Alelos Onomat Bilim Pamachas Halaylo Azeh Shtei Pamim. All times we dip in only once. Tonight we dip in twice. By Karpas and by Moror. Well, if he died to Shoben Ovi Malamdoi, and according to how smart the son is, that's the way the father has to teach him and answer him. To answer him, to explain to him all the nisim that happened Pesach Benayit. Now, Mascha B'Gnus, we start off the Haggadah by saying Gnus, saying the bad about Klal Yisrael, which according to one man the Yom, that's Avodah Mayinu. Or Misayim B'Shvach, we end off saying praises about Klal Yisrael, that Ehenu Kershe Korenu Amokim Avodosah V'Golas Avosenu V'Mitzrayim. Now the derish we also have to darshan by the seder me'aram miyoved ovi ad sheyigmar kol ha'pasha kula. We have to darshan this whole pasha, the pasha of aram ovi, which is said by the pasha bikurim. In other words, bikurim is something like a koras hatov. Hashem gave you fruits, so the first fruits you have, you have to bring to the base of Migdash. That's bikurim. Pesach b'dayin also, we have to go and thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu for all the great nisim that he did. Mishnah Hey, Rabbi Gamliel Hoyoimer, he used to say, Kol shloi omash loy shedvor melu v'pesach. Whoever would not say these three things by the side of Pesach by night, lo yotzi yedei chavosi, not yotzi the mitzvah, sip yitzis mishroim. That's what some of Farshim learn. Other Farshim learn that goes on the actual mitzvahs themselves. But v'eluhem, these are the three things. Pesach, matzah, morah. You have to mention the union of Korban Pesach, the union of Achilas Matzah, and the union of Mor. And you also have to explain why we have these mitzvahs. In other words, Pesach. Why do we have the Korban Pesach Hashum? Why? She Posach HaMokam HaBotei Avosinu BeMitzrayim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu skipped over the houses of the Jews in Mitzrayim when it came to kill out the Makas Becheres. Matzah Hashum Shenigalu Avosinu BeMitzrayim. Because Klai Yisrael was saved, redeemed, they didn't have enough time to let the bread become chametz. So rather, they ate at matzah. Moror, Hashem Shemeru HaMitzvah Meschaya V'Senu B'Mitzrayim, that the Mitzrayim made it bitter for our fathers living in Mitzrayim. Then the Mishnah ends off, Bechol Dor V'Dor, every generation, Chayivotim Liris Esatzmai, a person has to see himself, Kilehu Yotzim in Mitzrayim, as if he went out of Mitzrayim. Shneimah, the Pesach says, V'Garato L'Vincha V'Yemahu, you have to tell over to your son, Leimah, saying, that Bavur Zeh, because of this, Bavuze also Hashem libetesis mi Mitzrayim. Hashem did all these things when we went out of Mitzrayim. Lefikoch, therefore, anachnu chayov, we have an obligation. Lahido is to thank Hashem. Lahalo to praise Him. Lashabeach, lafoy, leroimim. Lahade, lavorach, leale, lekaleis. All different ways of praising Hashem. Lemishosalav esainu, for the one that did to our fathers, belonging unto us. As kolanisa meilu, all these great miracles that hoytziyonu miyadus lecheres. Hashem took us out from slavery to freedom. Miyah going from sorrow to simchat happiness, or miyah volum from avelus liyomtuf to make it into a yomtuf, or miyah fela from darkness liyar god to great light, or mishibud and from hardship lagula to freedom. For the name of hallelujah, we have to say hallel in front of Hashem. Mishnah Vov, ad heichin uaymer, to how far do we say hallel on the seder by night? Beisharma yerma shami says ad aim habonim smicha. That's all till there. We still learn no ad chalomish lamayna moyim. The choisim, then we end up with a bracha begula. We say bracha Hashem Goy Yisrael. Rabbi Tafra Noimer, we say more than that. Asher golonu v'golas avosenu v'mitzroyim. Hashem redeemed us and our fathers from Mitzroyim. Lohoye choisim, and it didn't end off with a bracha. Rabbi Kiva Noimer, kein Hashem lokeinu lokei avosenu. Yagyenu l'moyadim l'golam achirim. Haboyim l'krosayinu l'sholom. We should be zeichet to have more yim tovim. Smechim, we should be happy with Vinyan Yirech, with the Binyan of Yerushalayim. V'sosam Eroi Desech, we should be happy with doing the mitzvahs. For Noim Hashem will say there, Min Azvachim and Min Apsachim. Ad, then we end off, Baruch Atu Hashem, Goal Yisrael. Then Mishnah Zayin, Mozgu Loi Kloi Shlishi. Then they used to fill up the third kois, and on that you used to bench Baruch Al Mazayin, and the third cup, and by the Seder, you would say Brichas Amosim, you would bench. Revi, then they would fill up the fourth kois. Gomer Olav as a Hallel, then you would finish saying the Hallel on the fourth cup. V'yom Olav Olav Birchas Hashir. You would also say the Birchas Hashir. That's the Machleik, is exactly the Tihalucha, Shemakemiko Masecho. Yeah. And Brochot Hashem, Melech Mulav Batish Brochis. Now, Bein HaKoises Halolu, in between these four koises, Emroitza Lishtois Yishta. If you want to, you're allowed to. Now it's between the first and second cup you're allowed to. But bein shlishis levi, between the third and the fourth cup, lo yisht here, not allowed to drink wine. Because we're afraid maybe you become shikr. Since you can't eat anymore, we're afraid if you drink after the third cup, maybe you become shikr. Mishneches, v'yein maftir in achra pesach afikoymin. After we eat the afikoymin, you're not allowed to eat anything else. We want the tam of the afikoymin to stay inside your mouth the whole night. Yoshnu Miksos, let's say some of the people went to sleep. Yoichlu, still they could still eat. Kulon, but if all the people from the Bnei Chabur went to sleep, lo yoichlu, then you can't eat from the Korban Pesach, because it's a Hesach Das from the Pesach. they gave up, they stopped their mind, they didn't think about eating the Korban Pesach anymore, they all went to sleep. But at least if you have one person awake, that one person still has das light to eat the Korban Pesach, that helps for all the B'nai Chabura. Rav Yosi Yomer, Nisnamnu, Yechlu, if they're just dozing off, you can still eat. Near the Mula Yechlu, but if he really fell asleep, a good sleep, that's a Hesach Adas, then he cannot eat anymore that night. He cannot eat even from the Korban Pesach. Mishneh Tes, HaPesach Acha Chatzos, Metames Yadayim. The Korban Pesach after Chatzos, it's Metames Yadayim, in other words, it's Tzir Noiser. Like the Mishneh holds, the mitzvah is heated up until Chatzos. It's like a blessed Ben Azayah, that Minatari, the Pesach is on the Nechalat Chatzos. After that, it's already Noiser. That's the Indian Tita Afikoymen before Chatzos. Now, ha-pigul, any meat that's pigul, a korban that was brought with the wrong machshavis, tidit the wrong time, or else v'anoiser, any meat of kachin that was left over, metamim es yadayim, whoever touches it, his hands become tummy. Derech birchas ha-pesach, if you made a broch on the korban pesach, pot the reso zevach, that broch also helps for the korban that you're bringing. In other words, with the korban pesach, they also used to bring the korban chagiga, which is called chagiga sarbasa. So if you make a bracha on the Korban Pesach, that frees you from the bracha al zevach. What about berachas es shel zevach? You make the bracha on the Korban Chagiga, leipoter es shel pesach, that does not free you from making the bracha on the Korban Pesach. Because the iku is the Korban Pesach. Divi Rabbi Shmuel, these are words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Imano, loizu paterazu, loizu paterazu. Each bracha does not help for the other one. There are like two separate brachas here. There's a bracha on the Korban Pesach, and then there's a bracha on the Korban Chagiga. So you have to make two separate brachas. Each one you eat, you have to make its own bracha. All right, we'll stop here. Akan is the 10th parak of Masechta Mishnayos, Masechta Pesachim.